Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. Thank you so much for all the love and support, and I just really appreciate all of you who are tuning in, and please continue to share the podcast out. I really do appreciate the shares, the like, the subscriptions. I've been getting a collection of little circles with tiny dots in them from my podcast 2 weeks ago, which was God versus the Universe, The Truth Be Told, A True Understanding. If you haven't checked that podcast out yet, please go back and take a listen to it. Today, I'm coming with another dose of elixir. I'm coming to talk to you about blessed versus luck. Again, blessed versus luck. We're going to talk about that, the difference. Okay. I want to talk about the difference between the two. And please understand, our words have meaning. Our thoughts are powerful. One of my all-time most downloaded podcasts is The Meaning of Words. If you haven't heard that one yet, go back and listen to that one also after you hear today's podcast. Just go ahead and veg out on me. You can, because my podcasts, for most part, are really short in nature, and they are ones that you can totally veg out on. But there is power, my friends, in our tongue. There is power in our tongue, and our words have meaning. They form into a whole world before us, is what they do. And they have meanings to them, and it's really important that you understand you're making a statement by the words that you use. They are our beliefs, our ideologies, our passions. Oh, the tongue is very influential. So I wanted to break down to you what the meaning of blessed is and the meaning of luck. And I want to challenge you to examine the words that you use, not just these in particular, but again, like I said, go back and check out the meaning of words and how they crystallize into form before us and how they have meaning of what creates this existence that you know, the power of I am. Please go back and check that out. I truly want to see you blessed in your life. I truly want to see you empowered in your life. Let's break down blessed versus luck. Let's break it down into definitions, right? What the dictionary says. So here's Webster's, Merriam-Webster. Blessed, very welcome, pleasant, or appreciated. Now, I want to give you happy too. Sometimes we think being blessed, you know, will make us happy. Sometimes being blessed makes us have a struggle. Can I get an amen? Sometimes when you're blessed and highly favored, things are difficult because you're growing in strength, because you are being an example. I'm a living, walking testament of the goodness of God and the blessings of God, but they have not always been easy, my friend. It is not always about ease. But let's go with happy. Happy. Prosperous in worldly affairs, enjoying spiritual happiness and the favor of God. Now, this is the 1828 Noah's Webster's Dictionary. That's where that definition is from. All right, now back to Merriam-Webster. Lucky, the things that happen to a person because of chance, the accidental way things happen without being planned. Let me tell you right now, your life is not meaningless. It is not an accident. You are not here by some random chance. God is a purposeful God, and you are here on purpose. All the things in your life, big or small, are divinely orchestrated. Luck is stating that you just randomly received something good in your life, that you were at the right place at the right time. But this is not accurate. Every good and perfect gift is from your God. Your steps are ordered. So thank God for each blessing in your life, because God is showing you love throughout your whole day. Do you know that God is showing you love throughout your whole day? Does it feel like some days love is not shown to you? then I want you to have a moment right now. I want you to have a moment right now and say, listen, Professor, some days I don't feel like love is being shown to me. And I want you to have that moment and I want to come for it and say, are you alive? Are you in a house? Do you have clothing? Do you have food? I don't care if it's in abundance yet, because it can be and it will be. Go and check out my abundance. There's podcasts on abundance in here. If you want to learn how to activate that, I got it for you. But you are blessed. You are blessed when you wake up in the mornings. You are blessed when you have breath in your lungs. You are blessed. Sometimes we are not grateful for even the smallest things. And yet we're looking to get the biggest things. Until you can be grateful in the smallest things, you will never be able to truly receive the biggest things in life for you. So I want to encourage you. I love you. I love all my students. I love all the people who are supporting me. I genuinely love you. And if you ever need to feel that love, you can always connect with me. You can always reach out to me. You can always know that I'm right here. You can come listen to me and I can tell you the love I have for you is going to come through. I thank you. Somebody is receiving my love right now. I feel it. I feel it because you know that my heart is genuine towards you. And I promise to you, people have told me, you know, you shouldn't love people so much. You should. Who says they love their students? I do. I genuinely love people because in this world, we lack from love. We lack from having no love, feeling unloved. That's where our lack is. The greatest desire in us is to be loved. So one of the main things I try to do in this life is to love people, is to genuinely, pure-heartedly love them. And let me tell you, I don't always like people. Now, there is a difference, my friends. Some things you don't have to like, but to love, yes. To hold space for love, yes. Because God so loved us. He gave us his son. He gave us his only begotten son. His love has allowed us to be eternal beings through Christ Jesus. And I can't tell you there's a greater gift in my heart to give than the love that represents him, the love that pours out from him. So please know, if you haven't felt love, I want to encourage you today to look for the small things. Look for the flower that grows. Look for the message that appears. Look for the fact that you found this podcast today. And I'm telling you, I love you. I see you. I know you're hurting. I know man has done you wrong. I know that this is why it is hard for you to really trust God. I know that these are the things that have happened to you. And I can tell you, I am a living witness because I have endured great tragedies in my lifetime. And I am here to encourage you that you are still blessed, that you are still highly favored. Please understand, God shows you love throughout your whole day. You just have to acknowledge and realize where the source of your appreciation should be. Luck is not going to give you happiness, and it is certainly not able to bless you. But God can, will, and does on a daily. There are no coincidences. Please let me tell you this again. There are no coincidences. Everything is divinely orchestrated. Everything is in according to the will of your life that is set forward. Your steps are ordered. It all lines up. If you go back and listen to even the podcast I did just last week, the one just before this one, Grit, Passion, Perseverance over a long period of time, I will tell you right now, this is precise divine order for your life. Everything works out. I told the story of Deshauna Barbara that took seven years, but she finally won Miss USA. One moment changes 1,000 after it, my friends. And from that one moment, she is now an amazing speaker. She is highly paid. She is walking even more in her purpose. And all that she experienced in the 7 years gained her experiences and wisdom, which gives us durable riches. Do you hear me? You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the country. You are blessed in your comings. You are blessed in your goings. You are blessed to be a blessing. Even the seemingly insignificant details of our life have purpose. God is all-knowing, all-purposeful, so you wake up each day giving Him glory, letting Him know, God, I am your purpose. See, that's just it. You don't have to have or find purpose. You are God's purpose here in this realm, in this time, in this lifetime. You are the purpose of God. And the gifts and the talents that are within you, the ones that you played when you were little, when it was pure, those, He's after those. You have gifts and talents. I'm going to come with an episode on that, but you have gifts and talents right now inside you that are waiting to come forward. And I'm giving you foreshadowing to those beautiful gifts and those talents and the purpose that they hold, because you are purposeful. You are God's purpose. Listen, He breathes purpose and value into each and every moment of our lives. And with the breath that He breathed into us to give us life, we have great purpose because we are His children. Now I want you to take some homework and I want you to go examine it yourself. Go look up words like lucky and define them. Go look up words like bless and define it. Go search your heart and remember that you are blessed. You are blessed beyond measure. Again, you are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the country. You are blessed in your comings. You are blessed in your goings. You are a blessing to others. Now say it with me. I am blessed and highly favored. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.